Good morning and shalom. I want to greet you all in Jesus' name. And we thank God for the fire that he has taken us. We have gone verse by verse, and now we are in the book of John, chapter number 18. And we want to do from verses 28 to verses 40. Today, we want to consider how we can win kings' souls by testifying to the truth. How we can win the souls of those in authority. How we can win the souls of those that are rulers of the people. It's not easy for many people to be able to bring leaders into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And sometimes the spirit that operates in the leadership is that there is an opposition that is too much. As we think about winning the soul of a leader, I want to remind you of an occasion when Paul was ministering to a particular governor in his first missionary journey in Acts chapter number 14. And when Paul entered into this governor's office and started giving him the word of God to win his heart, he realized that there was a witch doctor or a magician who was attached to that person, to that king. And that tells you this magician would always oppose or give misinformation. I'm not trying to say that every governor has got a magician, but I'm trying to say that the enemy would always want to bring close to those who are in leadership to oppose them. They bring someone to oppose the truth, someone to be able to minister to them constantly to the truth. And that's how it has been in many, many places. And Paul encountered this. But once Paul showed miracles and delivered the word of God to this king or this governor, I think it was also called Paulus. You know, when he delivered this, the word of God, and he proved Jesus was king, what happened is that that governor in Acts 14 came to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the office of the governor is always opposed by so many who do not love the truth. Now, as we come to this one, in John chapter number 18, we realize that Jesus had been taken to an illegal night meeting. He had gone to those religious meetings that were done at night. They were illegal courts. They were all illegal because according to the Roman laws, judicial laws, no one was supposed to be taken to court by night. Yet, those that were the custodians of that law broke that law by taking Jesus himself. Number two, it was illegal because in those days, the high priest was not supposed to directly interrogate anyone. Yet, in the case of Jesus, they did interrogate Jesus Christ. It was illegal because it was done in the wrong time. And it was also taken to the wrong person because they took it to Annas, who was the previous high priest, instead of the current high priest first. So after those illegal meetings, the word of God says that it was now morning. Look at what it says in John 18 and verses 28. Jesus' trial before Caiaphas ended in the early hours of the morning. Then he was taken to the headquarters of the Roman governor. His accusers did not go inside because it would defile them, and they wouldn't be allowed to celebrate the Passover. So Pilate, the governor, went out to them and asked, "What is your charge against this man? We wouldn't have handed him over to you if he weren't a criminal," they retorted. "Then take him away and judge him by your own law," Pilate told them. "Only the Romans are permitted to execute someone," the Jewish leaders replied. This fulfilled Jesus' prediction about the way he would die. Now, I want you to realize that once Jesus was taken to this Roman governor, it was early in the morning. He had gone, this was the fourth case or court, which was in the morning. And funny illegal things that also happened in this one is that they took him to the governor's office, but they did not enter. That was very unusual. How do you take somebody and you do not want to enter? You cannot go to the judge, and the judge is meant to come to you outside. But however, Governor Pilate, because he was the governor and was the judge by then, supposed to judge that case, he came out. But when governor asked them, "What is your charge?" Another unique thing is that they never gave the charge. They never talked about the charge here. They said if he were not a criminal, would not have brought him to yourself. And the governor was angry, and he told them, "Go and judge him by your own laws." But they said, "No, we do not have laws. It's only the Roman governor or the Roman government can be able to execute." Now, they started coming out whatever they wanted to say. Because for them, they had already prepared that he wanted him dead, executed. And so here, Governor Pilate did not know what to do. So he called Jesus inside, and they talked about who is Jesus. And this is what I want to just bring to us. They were discussing, "Who are you? Who is this man called Jesus?" Because he said, "Behold, is the man." He brought the man. And they are discussing the man called Jesus Christ. The man called Jesus Christ is the one who is the savior of the world. The man, this is God who became a man. This is the humanity of Jesus Christ. They discussed him with Jesus himself. And in the discussion, there are four states or four categories of people or seekers who are actually found in this one, in their discussion. Because Jesus, now when Pilate called Jesus inside so that they can get these four seekers, he asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Because what mattered for the Pilate was anybody who would be breaking the law of the Roman, who would be treasonous. He was looking for a treasonous case. And so he went to the first one, which he thought would have been one of the keys. He said, "Are you the king?" Because if he claimed to be the king, and he was the king, definitely he was treasonous, because there was supposed to be only one king. But then Jesus told this man, "No, I'm not the king in this world. All my kingdom is not of this world. But I came to testify to the truth." And so they started talking about the truth. "What is the truth?" retorted this man. He asked, "What is the truth?" And I want now to mention four categories of people that we have in the world today. Number one, there are those people who have known the truth or who have heard the truth, and they have rejected the truth. Because they are talking about the truth. Jesus said, I came to this world to testify to the truth. And so there are those people who have heard of the truth, and they have rejected the truth. They do not want anything to do with the truth. And that was about the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. Second category of people, according to the discussion of Jesus and Pilate, was what Jesus asked. Did this come out of you? Because he said, are you the king then? And what is truth? Then they were talking about, Jesus said, did somebody tell you about this? All it is your own making. And so we discover two states of people relating to the truth, that they are those who know the truth by themselves. They have been able to internalize the truth. They have researched on the truth. They have reflected on the truth. They are following the truth. It could not be the whole truth, but they are in the side of the truth. So Jesus asked, is it about you? Did you get this truth by yourself? And number three is the people who were told about the truth by other people. The people who have no truth, people who believe the God of others. You know, there are very many children or young people today who believe the God of their fathers, the God of their pastors, the God of their teachers. They do not say God is the Lord of my life. They believe in the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Abraham. It's not bad to be taught by others, but it would be good to make God your God. And so Jesus asked, is it about you? Are you the one who are saying this, or somebody told you about it? And number four is Pilate was before the truth, where Jesus himself, the truth, would be able to reveal to him. Remember, Jesus is not just pointing to the truth. He is the truth himself. I want you to know that it will be good for the truth himself to reveal, to let you know what the truth is all about. And so, as we finalize today, I want you to know and ask yourself, which category are you in? And which category would you want to be in? Is it the one that knows the truth and reject the truth? Is it the one that just knows the truth and run by the truth by themselves? By the way, some of the people who know this truth by themselves, they say truth is relative also. Or is it the one that follows the truth for other people? They are taught by others. They have not come to a point of reflecting on the truth by themselves. Or you have come before the truth, and the truth has revealed it to you. Jesus said, I am the truth, I'm the way, and the light. So let Jesus reveal the truth to us this morning. Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you. We bless you because you are the truth. Reveal the truth to ourselves. May you make us know what you want us to know. Reveal that which we do not know, so that we can be able to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.